I'm Sina.
I'm Danielle.
We want to focus on television and movies in particular.
Yes. Disclaimer that we are in no way film experts. A deep, like, dive. Be quiet!
Whoa.
I'm yelling.
Back me up on this one.
Hey, you're listening to
Two Girls Watch TV.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Two Girls Watch TV. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Sina. Dan, I have something to tell you.
What is it?
Well, first, we need to just announce that we can't sing it because we will get sued. But this is your birthday episode.
It is my birthday episode because, wait, hold on. We're recording this on a Thursday night. Saturday is my birthday.
Saturday. That's all I'll say.
We are in Sagittarius, baby. Let your fire shine. Reach for the stars.
You and my dad.
I have truly never felt more energized, but then I was like, why do I feel this way? Oh, it's the start of Sagittarius season. I am on fire.
Literally.
Literally.
So, I think I may win the holiday sweater challenge, the unofficial holiday sweater challenge that we now have for Christmas Eve.
Oh, really? Do you got a new sweater?
I do have a new sweater. Ugh. I don't know if you want me to tell you. I could tell you things about it, or do you want me to tell you exactly what it is?
I want to be surprised. Which, okay. I'm a little annoyed now because I didn't realize we were having a holiday sweater challenge because I've totally been.
Nick started it.
Oh, he did with the jingles. Mr. Jingles over there. See, I have been at the thrift store and I have seen so many cute, ugly Christmas sweaters, authentic ugly Christmas sweaters. And I have almost bought a few of them and I have not. And now I feel like I messed up not buying them.
Well, you should get, there's time.
There is time. There is always time to go to the thrift store. You know what? If I clean up my apartment on time on Saturday, my butt is going to the thrift store. Because it's my birthday and I'm going to do what I want.
That's it.
And it's go to the thrift store.
That's what we do.
You inspired me.
On our birthdays. I will tell you that this is more of a sweatshirt than a sweater.
Okay.
Okay. I will also tell you the website where I purchased such sweatshirt.
Go for it.
www.hardcoreitalians.com.
Oh my gosh. I hope you got me one too. Oh.
Do you?
I hope you got me one.
Well, I will tell you that they have a sweatshirt there. It's not a holiday sweatshirt, but I'd be lying to you if it didn't have this symbol and say Tommy Cold Cuts.
Ooh.
Not Cold Cuts. Cutlets.
Tommy Cutlets. Ooh, that's good.
Tommy Cutlets. There's t-shirts and sweatshirts. I'd be lying to you if they didn't have it.
I have seen around Little Italy the shirts that say legalize marinara, and I do love those.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. That's some good, clean fun right there.
I like that a lot. I think on Christmas Day, though, I may have to wear the Giants Give Me Ajita shirt because we're going to play the Eagles, and I don't think that's going to be pretty. This is what I'm telling myself. I'm preparing for that because we always talk about football. We always talk about the Giants. It's fine. But I'm preparing myself that the game is going to be terrible. And then if a Christmas miracle happens, so be it.
The fact that you said it means that it's not going to happen.
That's not true. I'm wrong a lot. I'm wrong like a lot.
I was over my parents on Saturday and my dad had on the Rutgers game and I was reminded of why I don't watch football. And it's because whatever team I root for, they lose. Like, it just, I think I am the bad luck charm. So I stay away from watching football.
Can you start watching the Eagles then?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay.
I'll try.
Thank you.
What was I going to say? Oh, speaking of hardcoreitalians.com, I have been watching The Sopranos. We picked it back up.
What season are you on?
We just started season 3. We watched the first episode of season 3.
Okay.
So now I finally understand the meme of Tony Soprano driving around singing Steely Dan's Dirty Work. I get it now. I saw it happen on the show, so I get it.
Well, I will tell you though that when I Googled something very specific that I was looking for with this Christmas sweater, okay?
Okay.
And I wanted it to look more like a Christmas sweater. But then I found this and I was like, all right, I don't know if we're gonna top it. I don't know. So I was like, I will do this. And then I looked at the website and I was like, I feel like I'm gonna get a computer virus. Because or
That's
just see
authentic.
something, just see like somebody's gabagool that I didn't want to see.
Ooh, yeah,
You
sometimes that
know?
happens, yeah.
So I was peeking with one eye and I was like, if I see somebody's Italian sausage, I'm out of here.
Oh my gosh.
I'm out. Because I hardcore Italians, come on.
Yeah,
What else am I
yeah.
supposed to expect?
It could be a few things. There are definitely some ways that that could go.
I was nervous. I was nervous. But this was the kind of pepperoni that I wanted to see.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Okie dokes.
AKA not what we're thinking.
Oh my gosh, I
It's just
have.
good old fun Italian jokes. They also have a Dominic the Donkey Christmas sweater. Like multiple.
Love on Dominic the Donkey is such an underrated Christmas song.
Well, it's not for us
Not
because
for us. We play all the
but I will. This whole thing was provoked because I just got. We just found out that our company Christmas party is going to be. I hope it gets here in time. It's going to be December 7th, and they're having. It's a cultural
Oh.
Christmas party, so everybody is encouraged to wear something from their culture, and that's how all this came to be.
Oh, you
And
better
my
believe
friend.
you showing up in a Dominic the Donkey.
Well, I'm not, but I have a different.
Oh.
I have my sweatshirt.
Okay.
And it definitely says Merry Christmas on it in Italian. But it also has like some good old-fashioned Italian American heritage
Nice.
because I was told to dress as my culture. And if I'm not a walking billboard of my culture every day, but that's fine, I'll wear it on a shirt, sure.
Exactly. It's
That's fine.
fantastic. I'm so excited.
So yeah, so then I was like, I'm gonna wear it for Christmas Eve as well.
This in my, well, oh gosh, I'm so excited now. So here's the thing. If you have, this is your first time listening to this podcast, hello, welcome. If you have listened to us go on and on and on for many years, you've heard us say this. But like
Well,
December,
also hello and welcome back.
hello and welcome back. December 1st is the most magical time. Not only, and I am definitely biased because my birthday is December 2nd, but December 1st is that moment where you can get so giddy about Christmas. Like all of the lights are up right now. I'm putting my Christmas tree up this weekend. My car is stuffed to the gills in Christmas decor. You have no idea. I went to my
I do
venue.
have an idea.
It is embarrassing. Like I look like I live in my car right now, but that's neither here nor there. I went to the wedding venue and it's all decorated for Christmas when you first walk in and it's so cozy. Oh, I literally saw like seven trees when I walked in and it makes me so happy.
Dude, this is why I wanted to have a Christmas wedding. I was like, the church will be decorated already. I won't have to do a thing.
Yeah.
They have all the Christmas trees at the altar.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. So it's gonna be great. I this is like, oof, I'm getting giddy. I'm so, and not even to mention like going to my wedding and then also going on my honeymoon and then coming back and having it be Christmas and then going to the best meal of the year at Debbie Mastroni's, where your mom is just gonna fling fish at us. It's gonna be fantastic.
You get a fish and you get a fish and
It's,
you get a fish.
yeah. We feel at your mom's house on Christmas Eve. It feels like you're in like the Portland Sea Market. You're just getting fish thrown at you.
Just gotta have your mouth open
You
all the time.
do. Oh my
Otherwise, you'll
gosh.
miss out.
I'm so excited.
So yeah, I won't tell you about my Christmas sweater. I will
Don't.
just tell you that information and you all will see it. On, I'll try to remember not to post anything because I will be wearing it that day
Okay.
for the holiday party, which is December 7th.
Now
So
all I gotta get my outfit together.
I need you to understand though, I already wore two of my actual Christmas sweaters. Like Basically, really? The day after, oh yeah, after Thanksgiving, it's game on. I have a transitional one though, because it's brown and beige with hints of lime green, and it has penguins on it, and it says "Stay cool."
Ah,
so it's like it has like the earthy, like autumn, like we're wrapping up autumn, November, cornucopia vibes, and then we're moving into like just holiday colors where you have your blue and silver for Hanukkah, you have your red and green for Christmas, and so on.
Yep.
So it's like my transitional.
Your transitional period.
Yes.
I will say I've had to create so many outfits this year, and there's nothing I love more than thinking about the outfit that you're going to an event in.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what you're wearing to the rehearsal dinner?
I've had my dress and my shoes for your wedding, like, forever ago. Oh.
But do you know what you're wearing to the rehearsal dinner?
No.
You don't know what you're wearing to the rehearsal dinner?
I have a dress, but I think I'm going to be overdressed for your rehearsal dinner. So I don't know if I'll wear it.
Okay.
I need to dig deep again.
Okay.
In my closet.
Okay.
For this.
Okay. If you need help, let me know. If you need to borrow anything from my closet, you can go as my something borrowed. You can come borrow something from me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very much appreciated. Listen, we needed to get this out of the way because it's that time of year, and we're kicking off this time of year because this was your idea, these birthday episodes. So we're kicking off this time of year with your birthday episode. It has nothing to do with the holidays, but...
No. Listen, we know that it is ridiculous that it is now a privilege on our birthdays to pick what we want to watch, because at the end of the day, Christine and I are picking what we want to watch. Like, that's the whole point of this podcast. Like, we always pick what we want to watch. But for the specific birthday girl, it doesn't have to fit with whatever we're doing. It can be off the wall. And this is certainly, I feel like it's very much out of left field. It is a movie that has been with me since it came out in 2002. And it's just such a lovely comfort movie, in my opinion.
Would you like to do the honors of announcing it?
Today, we are discussing My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding, which is available on HBO Max.
It is always on HBO.
There is one thing
for certain. HBO will always re-up the contract for My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and You've Got Mail. Those two will never leave. And I know that because those are two movies that I watch constantly.
Constantly. Now, have you watched any of either of the sequels, the second one or the third one?
I watched the second one. I wasn't crazy about it.
I didn't hear really great things.
Not my favorite. What I do love about this movie, though, is that I guess it is technically a romantic comedy. But this is truly a movie that you can watch with the whole family. And your dad's not going to be like, ugh, we're watching a chick flick. No, your dad's going to enjoy the movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun for the whole family.
Fun for the whole family. Fun for the whole family, regardless of how big the family is.
Exactly. So at the Academy Awards, Nia Vardalos was nominated for Best Original Screenplay. At the Golden Globes that year, this was nominated for Best Picture, Musical, or Comedy, and Nia Vardalos was nominated for Best Actress.
All right. So, Tula is a 30-year-old single woman of Greek heritage. Her family is on a mission to get her married. The only problem is she kind of fell in love very quickly with someone outside of her heritage, Ian Miller. Her gigantic family and his rather small one must adapt so they can join in on matrimony.
I'm sorry. I'm just bringing this up now. When Gus is like, it's like she doesn't want to get married. And then they just start doing the sign of the cross like five times. Hysterical. All right. So our main character is Tula Portokalos, played by Nia Vardalos. She falls for teacher Ian Miller, played by John Corbett. Her father is Gus, played by Michael Constantine. Her mother is Maria, played by Lani Kazan. Aunt Vula is played by Andrea Martin, who is a vet on this podcast. She was in Only Murders in the Building. Her brother Nick is played by Louis Mandylor. Yeah, we'll go with that. And her sister Athena is played by Starvola Logatetas. I am sorry if I butchered that. So let's get into our climax. Ian proposes to Tula against her parents' wishes. They attempt to get close with the Miller family, but the Millers are bombarded with family, liquor, oversharing stories, and Spanakopita. After a beautiful bonding moment between Tula Maria and her grandmother, we get to the wedding day. Tula wakes up with a huge zit. Again, she's also bombarded by her aunts, her cousins, and ends up, in her own words, looking like a snow beast. Their wedding goes on without a hitch, but with a few spits. Ian and Tula head to the reception and share a moment where she's wiping off her face and uncovering herself. Tula's thankful her zit has gone down, and Ian said that he too had a zit this morning, but all he did was put some Windex on it, and it went away. Okay, do you need me to go any farther than that?
I just went after the, I did after the ceremony. So
reception, you have all the reception?
They head to Aphrodite's palace.
Yes. Yeah. With that Parthenon backdrop, that's optional.
The what?
The Parthenon backdrop is optional.
Okay. Tula's parents present them with a gift, and both Ian and Tula are totally shocked because they got them a house. Ian's parents warm up after a few shots of alcohol, and everyone does some dancing. We flash forward 6 years. Tula and Ian have a daughter. She's now old enough to go to Greek school. And although she really wants to be a brownie, her parents convince her that this is the best thing for now. As they walk down the street to drop her off, we see exactly where the house is located. And it just so happens that Tula's parents purchased the house that was right next door to theirs. Fade to black. So I was really upset with these ratings. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
All right. Because people don't know how to watch television anymore. No. Or I don't think they ever did. So IMDb had a 6.6 out of 10. And on Metacritic, the Metascore was a 62 and the user score was a 7.3.
On Rotten Tomatoes, the critics gave this a 76% and the audience gave it a 73%. So honestly, not bad. Not bad on Rotten Tomatoes.
Now, I needed to do some research here because I needed to figure out why. Like, what? I was seeing a lot of, like, high reviews. And I'm like, so then who? How are we getting this average?
Yeah.
So I did my research and I picked a review that was part of the problem.
Okay.
Not to aggravate you.
It's okay.
Just understand.
Listen, why. I understand that people aren't going to like the same things that I like. I say as I wear my Taylor Swift sweatshirt. However, they're wrong. Continue.
Okay. We've gotten you to a good place, I think. It only took us almost 200 episodes, but we got it. Okay. A 3 out of 10. Not good, period. Perpetuating crap. Okay. As somebody else mentioned, it is portraying Greek people as stereotypes. Of course they exist, but not representative. Maybe this is a Greek movie for Greek people. On a side note, I think it's supposed to say nope.
Mm.
I have recently split with a long-term partner and I naively have come to realize that love doesn't exist.
Oh my God. This person has more problems than they need to this not be person, writing a review for My Big Fat Greek Wedding. All right.
I think this person is trying to make their own romantic comedy at this point.
Ugh. Okay. Continue.
Maybe for your children. But these types of movies perpetuate, along with Disney Knight and Shining Armor rubbish, the things we look for in romance. For God's sake, he wants to marry her and he is in love with her in a very short period of time. Real world equals love bombing abuser. Smiley face. Sorry. Personally, I think this crap should now be banned as we're setting up high expectations for our children. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 should show them having multiple kids, struggling to pay bills, and having multiple affairs because they are stressed out and they hate each other. Watch War of the Roses instead. Enjoy.
Okay, this person has a lot of soul searching to do. Like, this person's got a lot to work out, and they should not... I agree that they should not be watching My Big Fat Greek Wedding. It's not for them. How dare they?
No. I don't think so either. I'd be happy to give this person my therapist's phone number. Because I feel like there's something missing.
Out of all of the romantic comedies and like movies, old like romance movies that I've watched. I literally just watched 16 Candles the other day, and like that movie is so problematic. But like out of all the things that I've watched, I feel like Ian Miller's character is so unproblematic.
Yeah.
Like,
if anything, the family is problematic.
Yeah, they're definitely like overstepping boundaries, and well, they don't know what boundaries are. But I feel like Ian Miller is like, I'm so tired of all these girls who are exactly the same and falls in love with someone who's different and open to just being with her and going through the steps of it to be with her because he loves her. I don't know. This person needs to figure their shit out.
I know. I'm aware.
Let me get a happier review going. 3.5 out of 5 stars.
All right.
You were hoping that I'd pick a good review.
I just had a feeling that you would.
Yeah. My Big Fat Greek Wedding is a light, sweet, and simple viewing experience. This is healing us from what we've just heard. The movie tells its story well and consistently, has a good sense of humor to it. The movie is one of those movies that I think is essential for fans of rom-coms because it does feel like it has a personal touch while also telling a good romantic story. I do feel the title gives away a major plot point, and some of the jokes are a bit repetitive, but the movie is fun overall. This is one of those movies that is pure comfort, a pure comfort watch, full of smiles and entertaining moments that is definitely a movie made for fans of rom-coms that is also accessible to a mass audience. Okay. A little bit of a run-on, but I definitely do agree with a lot of it. So I think it's time to bring up the best jokes of this film.
Oh.
I can quote this movie all day.
I said this to you. I can't remember if we started recording or not, but I forgot how much this makes me laugh. And I remember seeing this in theaters as a kid.
Same.
And I forgot. Obviously the Windex scene is what everybody thinks of, you know, but.
What they continue, you know what? The original like introduction to the Windex is funny. And then as you just watch him throughout the entire movie, like when they're in the diner and he's talking to Taki and Vula and he's like, when I woke up, my toe was the size of my head. And Taki's like, you don't say. He just leans in. And then you push. The one that got me on this rewatch, which I never thought was funny, but now I do, is when Tula is going to pottery class, or so she's telling her parents. And Gus is like, where are you going? And he's like, I'm going to pottery class. And he just goes, the Greeks invented pottery. And then he just sprays Windex and walks out of the room.
That's a good point. You know, the other scene that I always think of when I think of this movie is her with the headset on and she gets up, like classic romantic comedy trope, but I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Like, so funny. I have, the bundt cake. Oh my God, I forgot. Why is there a hole in it?
Okay, so
they come out and they put a flower pot in it.
And then you just hear the little clips in the background of that movie are so good because like the like ghost clips that they put in there, like she fixed it, she fixed the cake. So I did not watch the full movie with Nicholas. I only watched the latter half of it, and it started at the bundt cake. And as I'm like getting to sit down on the couch, Nick goes, if we're going to watch it, you can't quote the entire movie. And I just had to sit there quietly watching the bundt cake. And you expect me to watch that and not quote it? Are you kidding me?
So Dave had watched this with me and he never saw it before.
He's never seen this?
No. And so we watched half of it and then we picked it back up. Cause like I fell asleep. And so he's like, you're not even paying attention. So like, let's just put this for another day. So I was like, okay, well, we're going to watch it now. And it just so happens he's never seen it before. And he goes, wait a minute, is this the movie with the swimming pool? He's like, I remember like seeing memes of this movie with the swimming pool. I was like, and I didn't want to say anything. And yeah. It was literally the next scene. Oh, and the two of us just sat there like wheezing.
With the little swim, the when Ian gets baptized.
Yes.
Oh gosh. Okay. If we want to talk about best character in this movie, you know who it is. It's Aunt Vula.
Oh, I was going to say
Gus. Gus is a great character. And if you think I don't quote "Why You Want to Leave Me" all the time, I 1000% do.
But the vegetarian scene.
That's okay. I make lamb. That. Oh,
God.
No, I'm.
I was crying.
I'm talking about.
These are all parts that I just totally forgot. Because when you think of this movie, you think of two things. You think of the baptism scene and you think of Windex. But there's so many other good pieces of this movie that just kind of slip your mind.
What do you mean he don't eat no meat? Halt. Dead silence.
Islands.
That's okay, I make lamb. Okay.
Like the worst kind of meat to make for a vegetarian. Also,
what about what do you tell him? I'm the best cook in the family. Oh, I told him twice. Like, just their banter back and forth too is so funny.
The I forgot how good the hard cuts are in this movie, and that just adds like just another like fantastic element to the comedy. Like Tula and Ian are having fun in the car, like they're just getting to know each other, and it's getting like more and more and more. And then there's a hard cut to Gus just sitting in the dark on the couch. So
enough,
sad.
Enough. And then he gets up to leave. And then Maria, don't you walk away from me.
Oh, God. Honestly, I thought about this and I was like, the only low that I could possibly think of is I think it would be great if we had like a little timeline. Because all of this does happen in a very short amount of time.
It does.
So I think it would be nice to see like how much time has passed because nobody really knows.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't really tell. But I mean, you can kind of tell by the weather because when it starts, it's freezing cold snowing in Chicago. And then by the end, it's like springtime. But yeah, I do agree. I'm not done talking about Aunt Vula because there are still too many highs. I quote all the time, in the lump was my twin.
Oh my God.
Her sharing that story with Svetlana, you hungry? After she tells a story like that.
No, how about she says we're family now? And then she just goes into like one of her deepest, darkest memories.
Oh my God. What about tell me what to say, but don't tell me what to say. When they're woe to me, business is bad. That whole scene is so funny. And never forget like the most important piece of information in this movie is the man is the head, but the woman is the neck, and she can turn the head any way she wants. Mm-hmm. And when she walks out of that room after winning that argument with him and just like struts her stuff, that's the mother, struts her stuff down the stairs. Incredible. The grandmother who thinks that she's constantly escaping from the house.
I totally forgot about the grandmother. I completely forgot about that character.
Oh, when she's like, she's sneaking out and she gets hit with the fountains. The water fountains. What am I thinking of?
A waterfall.
No, what's the thing that are on automatic?
Sprinklers.
That's it. Thank you.
Yeah. She sneaks out and she gets hit by the sprinklers and she's like, ha.
That family is so dry. That family is like a piece of toast. No honey, no jam, toast.
Toast. Do you have a favorite high from this movie?
God.
Since it was your pick.
I think In the Lump was my twin. That's something that I think of all the time. I think that may be my high. That may be my favorite.
Okay.
But there are, the more you watch it, the more you pick up on just like little things that make you die laughing. Oh, God. I will say like Ian Miller, John Corbett, so dreamy. Like John Corbett's stock at this point in time. So I watched this with my mother. I was not allowed to watch Sex and the City at the time. My mother, huge Sex and the City fan, and her favorite character on Sex and the City was Aiden, played by John Corbett, who was Carrie's boyfriend.
Thought about Aiden.
Yeah. So he's just dreamy. He's so dreamy. So
I still kind of wish that they ended up together. I feel like a lot of people do.
You haven't watched the new one Just Like That? I haven't either, but he's back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
no, I haven't. Shit. I think it's coming back for another season. I feel like I heard that through the grapevine.
They just wrapped up the second season of Just Like That. I don't know if they're doing a third.
Okay.
I'll have to check. I didn't watch the second season. I should.
I didn't watch the first or the second. I need to like watch Sex and the City from beginning to end.
It's a funny show.
So I'm not gonna do that before I watch The Golden Girls from beginning to end.
Oof. So you got time. You have a lot to go through.
I want to watch The Golden Girls. We should do a best of episode on The Golden Girls.
Sign me up.
Yes.
I'm Catholic. I can't spread a wise man on a Ritz cracker. I kind of butchered that line, but you know what I'm saying.
I think about that so often.
a cheddar cheese nativity scene.
Yep. That and the one episode where they had the kid on who was a boxer and a violinist.
I don't remember that.
Oh, God. I don't know if you'll find it anymore. I don't know if they have that episode. Oh, God, it's so funny. Anyway, do you have any other highs or lows here?
I think that's it. It's a no-low movie for me.
Okay. Did you have a favorite snack while you watched one of your favorite movies?
I mean, I was drinking wine while I watched this.
Go ahead, sorry.
When I watched this, I was drinking wine now, but probably when I watched it originally, I watched it in theaters, and then I definitely rented this from the Nutley Blockbuster on Franklin Avenue. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So I probably had some kind of like popcorn and probably cookie dough bites, like a movie theater snack when I first watched it.
I ended up having potato chips, and then I was like, I want something to dip them in. So I took out guac.
Okay.
And I also took out fresh salsa, and I was like, this feels weird with potato chips, but also kind of feels right. Because they do a lot of things backwards in this show, in this movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some things backwards here.
Yeah.
What was your expectation versus, I mean, you've watched it so
many times. I can't answer this. Like, I feel like this movie has been with me for so long. Like, I can't. This is what I wrote down. I remember talking about this movie on AIM. That's how long I've been watching this movie.
The only thing that I can say is I forgot that it was filmed in Chicago. So yeah. I wasn't expecting all the Chicago references right off rip.
Yeah. Yeah. You do forget that. And then wasn't she on SNL? Was she an SNL cast member?
I didn't think so. I don't know.
I could be wrong. There is like a whole like story to this where it was like an indie film. Like, I don't think it was like with a major movie like company that made it, and it wound up getting like picked up and it just became such a success.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I did not know that.
I could be wrong. I could be remembering this wrong.
Oh, you could also be right.
I could also be right.
I'm just going to type in Saturday Night Live and see if it's in her. No, it's not coming up in her IMDb page.
Okay, never mind. That part's wrong, but the other part may be right.
Did you have an IRL moment?
I feel like one of the more relatable scenes, especially now, is when she is the hostess and she sees Ian Miller for the first time. And she's standing there, and then she's like, oh, sorry, you ever have one of those days where your brain just goes, and it just, here I am, your own personal Greek statue. That seems just, like, very relatable, because sometimes my brain just hits the brakes, and then I was like, what was I doing? Or do you ever try to, like, focus on too many things at once, and then you're like, finish one thought, can't think what thought to finish?
Danielle.
Okay.
Have you met me?
That's true. Have you met Ted? Do you know what that's from?
Yes, of course I know where that's from. How dare you?
Okay. All right. I don't need to be yelled at. It's my birthday.
Not your birthday yet.
I will play the birthday card as long as I want. It's my birthday episode.
I will play the birthday card the entire Sagittarius season.
Oh, yeah. We got time, all right? You got until December 21st, baby.
My IRL moment. And it was special because Dave and I both looked at each other because we can relate to both sides of our family. When Tula's mom says, Ian, are you hungry? He goes, oh, no. I'm so full. I just ate. Okay, I make you something. So I look at Dave and I was like, sound familiar? And he goes, no. Sound familiar to you?
Why? Are you saying your mom is always telling Dave to eat something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'll make, or have a little.
I like, Tula, maybe you're having a little romance, but end it now. Mom, I love him. Oh, Tula, eat something. Just like, what?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, it's so funny.
I mean, we went through everything, but do you have anything else you'd like to add here before we close out?
Joey Fatone in this movie.
Yes, that's right. Oh, my God, that scene where they keep telling him how to say things wrong in Greek.
Oh, yeah, and they do a bad job, or they start. What about just any time they get mad at Nick? Like when he did it to the mom and they like smack him and then 2 seconds later Gus is like, oh, and like kisses him on the head.
So confusing.
Oh, man. No, A+ movie. If you've never watched My Big Fat Greek Wedding, please go watch it. It's a great movie. You'll have a great time.
It's fantastic. It's so good.
Don't listen to Christina's reviewer. It's a great movie.
Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about.
No, they don't.
And that's fine. A lot of people don't know what they're talking about. They should just admit it, though. I think that's my biggest qualm with this.
A qualm? A gripe?
A qualm. A qualm. Q-U-A-L-M. Do you know what that's from?
No.
Hey, Arnold.
That was
spelling bee.
Why don't I remember that?
It's Helga's sister, who was like the best speller.
Oh, Olga.
Yeah.
Olga.
And that was the word that she spelled and won and then... The father tells the story all the time, and then Helga gets the word, and she messes up on purpose.
Of course.
She's like, Q-U-A-L-X.
What a great TV show.
It really is.
Really formative.
Still holds up.
Kill the umpire. That's all I have to say about Hey Arnold.
No kids. Pets okay. The sign on that apartment building. Okay, we're switching gears here.
Okay, we're off the rails already.
No, actually, I think we did pretty good.
We did pretty good. We didn't go to the movie is already off the rails. So like, we were able to go in a lot of places while still talking about My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Fair. All right. Well, we are moving into our. Holiday season.
The holiday season.
So, Danielle and I will be doing a sudden death holiday showstopper watch.
Christmas shootout.
Christmas shootout. So, what's going to happen is every Thursday starting, what did we say, December 7th?
Yes.
Yeah. And we'll post about this on Instagram as well. Every Thursday starting December 7th, we are going to post 2 movies. One is mine, one is Danielle's. Everyone will not know whose movie is whose. You will vote. The winner will be announced on the podcast, and we will watch that movie for that week.
Yep.
We're doing 3 weeks of this stuff, and and the only rule is we can't watch a movie that we've already seen. So it's all fresh stuff.
All fresh, new Christmas movies. Got to start.
Well, they're not new Christmas movies.
No, they're not new. I mean,
podcasts.
Who does a new Christmas movie? Well, they always do new Christmas movies, but...
What are you talking about? We do new Christmas movies. We did Claus.
Claus?
What was the other one we did? Spirited?
Oh, I just saw on Netflix, they're pushing the Lindsay Lohan movie. What was that?
Love? No.
No.
We did Love Hard.
Falling for Christmas?
Falling for Christmas?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it was, you know...
We're picking, I feel like we'll pick classic Christmas movies over new.
These are quality, these are quality movies.
Yeah.
They're all quality. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't care what we watch.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right. So yeah, if you want to vote, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Hey It's Two Girls. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Classic Sienna. Danielle's on Instagram at Danielle Kobianki. You can find polls in all of those stories. And you can email us if you'd like to write in a well, it's going to be hard to write in a review because we're announcing the winner on the podcast. So if you just want to tell us how great we are, you can email us at twogirlswatchtv@gmail.com. Two is spelled out T-W-O, and the YouTube channel is Two Girls Drink Beer.
All right, everyone. Enjoy your weekends. I know I will.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Oh, also, did you tell them that we're not recording?
Oh, we're not recording December.
Yeah, we have no episode on the 8th.
Yes, it's the 8th, right?
Yeah. I'm a little busy next weekend,
we're taking
guys.
A break because our girl's getting married. So many things, Danielle.
So many things happening.
For you this month.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Your month.
This is my month. This is
right. Your birthday, your wedding, your honeymoon, Christmas.
Christmas. Happy Christmas. Merry Chrysler. Yes, exactly. We got a lot going on, so we need an off week, and that's next weekend. So we'll catch you in 2 weeks.
And you'll be married. You'll be a married woman.
Married woman. Yeah. Two wives talk about movies. two girls watch TV. No, hold on. Where am I going with this? Brain, get it together. Two wives watch TV. There we go.
Should we change the name?
Nah. We'll stick with girls. We're still girls.
Okay.
All right. All right, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
What's up?